Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, Hour 2, the 5th of February, 2007. Our special guest, Hour 2, Dr. John Breeding, Ph.D. He's a psychologist that's been fighting some important battles in the state of Texas and around the country and worldwide against the electroshock, which is a ridiculous unsupported therapy, and against the forced drugging of children, the crazy pharmaceutical psychiatric industry, literally, that's based on very little science and incredibly toxic to brain tissue, that it causes more and more problems, and a drugged society, and if we think that the illegal drugs are bad, these legal ones are as bad or much worse. And we need to deal with personal integrity, with sovereignty, with the proper choices to support normally healthy brain function, whether it's psychological support therapies or other therapies to detoxify, improve the snacks for kids in school, etc. But certainly not the polypharmacy approach that the American Pediatric Psychiatric Association has said that 20% of all children need to be drugged to even function at all or to go to school. That is an obscenity, and it's tied with the lack of approach on the whole ecology of why we're getting sick in our society. So, Dr. Breeding, you've got lots of issues on the board, so let's get started right away. We have lots of what are things that you want to get your teeth into to talk about some of the latest obscenities in terms of what's going on. Tell us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back on your show. It's obscenities is right, you know, and I feel like unleashing a string of them at the moment, but I'll refrain.
No, I do what I call an Alex Jones. Go crazy. You got to say it. I mean, I get passion for these issues because what I've seen, train wrecks caused by us. I call iatrogenic, meaning the doctor did it. Iatrogenic disease. Children whose brains are fried, they're on, let's say, Ritalin for years, and all of a sudden they stop it and they end up becoming a ward of the state because they're so non-functional they commit criminal activities or completely can't function at all. I see it over and over again where these drugs cause people to commit violent crimes like the Paxil and the Prozac and all these other nasty drugs. They're dangerous. And then we add to it the obscenity of drugs like of therapies like electroshock that fries brain cells with electricity, and it's right out of Dr. Frankenstein's lab. And it's just unacceptable. We need to start looking at the brain as a Delic microcomputer. Would you take, shocking pads we do for the heart and put them on either side of your laptop and think it's going to function after you put 400 joules of energy across it? I don't think so. So why do we think a delicate instrument like the brain will work when you drug it to death, which they have no idea how these work, by the way. If they try to tell you they do, it's a patent lie, and that's from somebody qualified. So let's continue with some of the obscenities, please.
Oh, man. Well, just right now, this very moment already, you know, in the last hour, I've been dealing with two situations, just to break a human face on it, you know. These are both two people that I dearly love. You know, one is a famous rock and roll musician who's made a comeback recently. His name's Rocky Erickson. He's 13th Floor Elevators fame, the founder of so-called psychedelic rock, kind of a legendary rock and roll pioneer. He's the reason I can talk about this because he's supporting our coalition to abolish electroshock in Texas. So he's one of our supporters now. We're having a big concert next month that he's playing at. That's a kind of a rock to band shock concert. And so he's public. His story is well known. He was really hurt badly by the psychiatric system. He was incarcerated. He was shocked. He was all this stuff and really devastated him. But he has made a recovery and a comeback now, so it's a happy story in that sense. But what's having to happen is to kind of rewrite his history and his story because, you know, everybody, whenever somebody, quote, unquote, recovers from mental illness, meaning basically just kind of recover from the shots and blows that they've taken in life or the toxicities that they've taken on or whatever and come back into balance and get their life back, from the point of view of this psychiatric atrocity that you've been talking about, it's impossible. Because the assumption is you have some sort of biological or genetic defect, you know, that makes you incapable of ever really not being mentally ill. It's the same assumption that drove Nazi Germany and their Final Solution thing, you know. But it's, in modern days, it's called biological psychiatry, and it's the idea that if you have a problem in living or a problem in, right, in your perspective, it's because you're mentally ill, you have this genetic defect, and so you need drugs for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Well, what happens if we'll be right back. Keep that thought.
Okay. Solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show, and we have Dr. John Breeding here, ready to literally unload with some very serious information that you need to know whether you're living in Texas or you're living in Canada or Europe or anywhere. These plans, unfortunately, are unfolding in many countries around the world, and the battle place here in America is one of the most important because the population in America are so informed, are so able to literally mobilize if they're properly informed about the real issues behind the scenes, the real science, and the fact that there have been literally criminal activity, I believe, and things that are not supported by science for years have been going on and need to be stopped. So, Dr. Breeding, give us the full information on this, please.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, just to finish the quick story about Rocky Erickson, you know, so he's back. He's playing. He's rocking out, man. He's awesome, you know. But what happens is, like, people get a perspective on somebody or some situation, and nowadays the perspective is that these problems are due to this thing called mental illness. And so once you've got that label and that perspective on you, and so that's one thing to think about, you parents and teachers and everybody else who wants to put these labels on our children. Once that's on there, it's real hard to get people to see you in a different way. So like with Rocky now, you know, when he's out playing his music or whatever, if he's a little shy here, or if he's a little flustered there, or if he's got a little facial grimace there, you know, it's all there's a tendency to interpret it as, uh-oh, that's his mental illness, you know, rather than saying, oh, Oh, that's neurological, possible neurological damage from the psych drugs that he used to take, you know. And so instead of putting him back on the drugs because he's got this grimace at his mental illness, it's called, oh, that's tardive dyskinesia. That's neurological damage caused by the drugs. So we want to make sure he stays off those. He's not mentally ill, but he's been damaged by these drugs.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got that. You know, I just came from a nursing home, you know, where they drug over half the residents, you know, and as soon as there's somebody's too happy or too feisty or whatever, it just pisses me off.
It does. Well, the fact is that I remember talking to Dr. George Muroff, a Russian biochemist who worked for 5 decades for the research institutes in New York City at Cornell and other places, top government institutions, National Institute of Health, and he was literally for decades detoxifying his facility in New York City. And then later in Austin, New York, detoxifying people from these damn drugs. And you could see physiological changes to brain function within 8 hours of starting these drugs. You could do a section, if they died abruptly, which they did, he would get brain tissue and do sectioned electron microscopy and other advanced receptor studies. And you could see changes to the receptors and the brain chemistry and physiology on a scanning electron microscope within 8 to 12 hours after starting them. So this is not conjecture. This is by the top scientist, one of the top scientists in the world, Dr. George Muroff, and many others that I've talked to over the decades.
Yeah, and we're doing this to literally probably 17 million children in North America right now. It's unbelievable.
And
the kids in foster care, it's like, you know, the state takes them and puts them on 3 or 4 or 10, you know, psych drugs. And they don't have a choice. You know, they're locked in that system. They're already traumatized by being yanked from their homes and a possible, I say possible, abuse history, but definitely a trauma from being yanked from their home. And then they're placed on all these drugs, and then, you know, they're young adults, and they're angry and frustrated and drug addicted, and it is criminal. It's terrible.
Well, there's a direct tie in with this latest edict by this idiot governor of Texas that's passed a, quote, edict, and it's not a law, by the way, that you must have these vaccines against cervical cancer. Now, how ridiculous is it to give it to, let's say, 5 to 8-year-old girls a vaccine that they know may have serious long-term effects because they don't know what the vaccine to do with their... These vaccines are often laced with adjuvants, stealth viruses, all kinds of garbage in there. And yet, instead of a matter of choice, what they do is they say it's an edict and they don't want kids to be able to go to schools. Well, they don't have the right to say that. If it was actually challenged, it would be unconstitutional. But they tie this because the vaccines that are coming, the 275-plus vaccines that are coming down the pipeline from Operation BioShield, instituted by this president, the latest junta, second term of President Bush and his bunch of wacko Nazis, is that a large number of these vaccines are actually going to place plaque on specific receptors so that they can block you so you can't get addicted to caffeine or nicotine, or heroin, or cocaine. But, by the way, it turns you into a zombie, one of the living dead. And that's what their plan is. They're literally trying to vaccinate us into a state of becoming zombies. And that's where this is all going. They're now testing it this year, not next decade, in Department of Public Health in Britain and here in the Child Protection Services. The most dangerous place to be in America is in the hands of the CPS, the Child Protection Services. God help you. When you are enrolled in the Amber Alert system, if you actually check the documents, you are now enrolled as a subject in a human experimentation. Did you know that, Dr. Breeding?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is an experiment, you know. I mean, and it's a systematic way of controlling and making massive profits. But in terms of anything remotely science, it's not even an experiment, really, because there's not really the science to even justify calling it that. You know,
doesn't have a dialectic of a scientific method. It doesn't have a null hypothesis. It doesn't have something that even holds water to form a hypothesis. It basically is a ghoulish form of pseudo-experimentation that causes very serious deleterious effects, and they know damn well it does, and they try to hide it.
I've talked recently to a whole group of foster so-called alumni, you know, young people who've graduated out of foster care. They're all pissed, and they're all determined to try to change things and make things better for the young people that come behind them, you know. But I tell you what, they need our help, because it's like you said, they are like slaves. They are lost, you know.
Well,
I mean, the governor on Friday signs this edict from God to vaccine all the girls for genital warts with a vaccine that probably doesn't even work, and that it carries all kinds of toxins. It doesn't even really address the problem. The one thing it does for sure is make a lot of profits for Merck, you know.
Right.
But you know, therefore, you know, that's just a good example that we're all affected, you know, in all of ourselves and all of our children, you know. But these foster kids, I tell you, and what's making it so hard, Bill, is that there's not, maybe we need some genetic engineering to clone some more doctors like you, because they're not, you know, I'm involved in trying to design a residential center for young people here in Austin that's starting up to try to help people, you know, and a lot of it's going to be foster kids, and we want to do it without drugging them and everything, but I'm having a fit of a time finding a doctor, you know, to work with us, you know, who's going to resist this.
I'll tell you why.
They just drug everybody.
We need to have a backbone transplant center. The problem really is that the doctors are cowards because they're afraid to stand up to the state medical boards, their colleagues, because it's a very political animal. Medicine is 1,000 times more corrupt than the politics. And if you think politics is bad and it's very evil, medicine's 1,000 times worse. Look at the Google video link on the Hoxie therapy going back to the 50s and 40s and 30s talking about this treatment for cancer. I mean, people need to face that our system is broke. It is broken beyond belief. And it's not just been a recent phenomena. It's been since the last 100 years, the system has been completely broke. Most of these psychiatric drugs came directly out of mind control experiments. Hoffman LaRoche was completely initially funded by the CIA before it went public. These are mind control drugs that came directly out of Nazi Germany that went even were tested in the Gulag in Russia on their Soviet prisoners back in the 60s and 50s and 70s. All of these drugs came out of these experiments, and they don't really know exactly how they work. I had a seminar 3.5 years ago. I sat through in a board recertification, and the professor of psychiatry told us up the front, well, we don't know how these SSRI drugs, which is serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Japanese have a drug that works the exact opposite, and it appears to help. So it stops depression by working in the precise opposite way of the so-called psychiatric drugs that they're now pushing like they're peanut butter, you know, peanut butter and drug sandwiches. It's insane. And it drives me nuts when they've never looked at the individual brain chemistry, the physiology of the brain, what's going on, what are the nutrient deficiencies, what are the toxicities, is this child being fed, you know, 20 buckets of sugar a day, what's happening? They don't look at any of that stuff. They just can simply say, if there's this symptom and this child's doing unacceptable behavior, we're going to drug them with bars on their mind until they behave, and literally they fall into line in the matrix. That's what it's all about.
I agree.
And they've also, what they're doing is they're creating what's called a psychiatric underclass. So if one generation gets drugged, their children automatically come into the CPS system and they're an underclass. They're less than human. They have less civil rights by administrative law. Now they're trying to do it with all our property.
I was reading the statistics, you know, 100 years ago, the estimated rate, and you could base this based on various psych parameters that were available in that generation, you know, but the estimated rate of adult mentally disabled, quote, mentally disabled people was in the population was about 1 out of 500. And today it is about 1 out of 50.
Yeah, it doesn't,
you know,
surprise
so 1 out of 50 based on disability and things like that, you know, 1 out of 50 adult Americans, you know, on permanent disability for so-called mental illness. You know, I mean, that's incredible.
Come on, you know, it's supposedly in the most advanced culture in modern history with the most advanced food. Come on. The fact is they're poisoning our food. They're medicating children from the beginning. They're vaccinating them at birth for hepatitis when I don't know any newborns that can go to a local bar and get sex or IV drugs. I don't understand it. To me, it just doesn't make sense. Maybe there's a deletion of the fear gene or the idiocy gene or the stupidity gene, but I just don't understand how doctors can have literally go through life and actually live doing these kind of stupid things. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you know, there's different ways of using the word insanity, and you used it a minute ago, you know, and I certainly, part of my work is basically sort of in rejecting the insanity notion used from the perspective of psychiatry, but from the point of view of just a plain speech term,
yeah,
you know, of disconnect with reality and the nature of
That's
reality.
It is,
yeah. Yeah, it's an insane civilization.
Well,
and the people who are functioning well in it, a lot of them, and in the positions of power, are insane.
Exactly. I like Gnarls Barkley's song about insanity. That's a great one. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Breeding.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And Dr. Breeding, we do have a caller, Gary in Tennessee. Gary, are you there? Do you want to go ahead with your question or comment to Dr. Breeding?
Yes, I am a doctor of political psychiatry, politician psychiatry, and I have examined all the politicians in this country, and I have deemed them certified insane. They all need to be locked up in a maximum security facility and be given a new drug I'm working on with this headache, Stagon. It's called Politician Stagon.
I love it. That's
pretty good, isn't it, for an old boy in the country?
That's good.
I got a question. I got a couple questions, actually. I'll go real quick here, as quick as I can. I get a little Social Security check, and I got a note in my check this month. It says, congratulations, we have increased your check 3.5%. And I've been noticing in the last year, every time I come home from town, I go to town once a week and get all my provisions for the month and come home, and I count up the change that's left over, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, they gave me 3%. Now, how many percent did they take away? Did the dollar get devaluated in purchasing power 10% in the last year, and they gave me 3%. That's the game we're playing here, folks.
Well, yeah, you're right on. In fact, in the last 2.5 years, the U.S. dollar has been devalued internationally by about 45%. That means your dollar, if you put it in a bank, or your real estate, your house didn't go up by 40-some percent. It went down by that much. And that's
exactly
what's really going on. And what they've been doing is shipping business internationally to these third world countries where they abuse the people with unsafe working conditions, pollute the entire planet by blowing it through smokestacks that circulate the whole troposphere of the Earth. And then they say it's great for business, and they said our best export is our jobs. That's what this idiot Bush said, because things slip through his stupid lips so easily. Again, part of his psychiatric condition.
If I can give you a 3.5% increase and try to give you one of them little reach around feel good things, and then devalue what I'm paying you with by 10%. Now, that's a pretty good deal for me now, isn't it?
I would say it is. In fact, while they're doing this, they're planning on pouring in something like $260 billion more just to keep people in Iraq while they so-called build down, and they keep on, they don't know how to even add. They're actually, instead of subtracting, they're adding, wanting 26,000 more troops. This is crazy. You know?
Now, to add insult to injury, they deducted the $100 from that check for Medicare, Medicaid.
Right.
So I go to the doctor, and I go there once every 6 months and get a 6-month prescription filled, and it's not much, but it helps my chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia with the pain and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And so I go there. They charge me $100 a month for that. Now I go to the doctor, and I got a $150 deductible. Okay. So I don't even cover the 2 visits a year to the doctor. Then I go down to the drugstore to get the medication filled out. Oh, you got to have Part D or some other thing. So the bottom line is they're taking $100, screwed me out of 10%, gave me 3% back, and I'm supposed to feel good about this?
You know, I think you actually learned math when you must have paid attention in class.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You got a pencil, Dr. Deagle?
Yeah, I do.
Write this down. I don't have any money, but I am doing Sprouts, okay? I can afford Sprouts. I take oil of oregano. That's the only thing that's keeping my lungs cleared because of stuff. I've got a chronic upper respiratory infection. I'm sorry, I can't talk all the time.
Oh, yeah, chronic, yeah. That's often sinus and drainage that can go down your lungs and destroy lungs.
And it cleans me out.
Uh-huh.
Now, mm-hmm, I'm thinking about dropping this Medicare, Medicaid, and buying myself one of them wheatgrass machines and taking wheatgrass, Sprouts, curcumin, cardivite, Allicin, and oil of oregano. Is that a pretty good combination?
Those are all good. If I tell people if you are on a budget, the very first thing they should get is the Uri Feast. Second thing they should do is they should get some Allicin and Super Silver. That'll clean out the chronic infections through their blood vessels or sinuses. The Allicin's even better, and this is the actual words of Jim Walton for Alamax US, that he actually was the one who literally patented the micellize, which is the special soluble form of oregano. The Allicin is many, many times stronger than oregano. So that's what I would do is I get those.
I'll write you an email and we can go with
it. You drop me an email. I'll give you some basic recommendations.
I also, when I went to the doctor, I had my hand bandaged up, and the nurse asked me, so what happened? I said, well, I had to go get between my Labrador and this stray pit bull.
Uh-oh.
Barehanded. And I said, I got chewed up. I said, puncture wounds in my both upper forearms and 2 puncture wounds in the top of my left hand, and then I got my pointy finger knuckle ripped all the way to the bone. Didn't get the tendon, though. She said, well, did you get them stitched? Did you get a tetanus shot? I said, hell no, I didn't do that. I said, what did you do? You didn't soak it in kerosene, did you? And I said, yeah, that probably would work.
Yeah.
I said, I got me a paper towel, rolled it up, let it bleed out good, put pressure on to stop the bleeding. Then I tied that paper towel around it real tight, and then put electrician tape around it. Then I took all of oregano and squirted it down underneath that paper towel on the wound.
Well, I would use
no stitches.
I would do something as simple as getting some, they call these closures, or, you know, the really easy to buy in the drugstore. Clean it out with the Super Silver, and you're all set. And you can actually close it up yourself. You can even get the, believe it or not, super glue to close the wound edges. It'll work perfect. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Breeding.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Ed and Clay and Iron Show. Our special guest is Dr. Breeding. And some amazing shows coming up tomorrow. We have Rob Schaefer talking about Electrodyne, transformational technologies, some amazing nutraceuticals for wellness and healing, not just of mind, body, but spirit. In hour two, Gary Franchi, who's also a host on Republic Broadcasting. And by the way, the new link is republicbroadcasting.org. We will have the archives back up shortly. They'll also be posted over and soon cross-indexed on both NutriMedical and Clay and Iron. We are going to be posting them up with lots of new options and abilities on the website, lots of new functionality. So if you haven't signed up already, do sign up for both websites. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and clayandiron.com. And as I tell people, stick to the basics. Get that information that you can on the website free. Get yourself some basic nutraceuticals, like we talked to Gary just before the break about the idea of having things around your home. Have your Super Silver, your Alamax. Have your Feast, have your basic food supply, which can include things like your e-foods, direct foods, your Uri food supply. have yourself ready for what's coming, people. Have skill sets. Learn how to start growing and making sprouts and having a little garden or even just flower pots in your window. You need to start with simple things and build upon that. You need also get control of simple things and nutraceuticals to stabilize your mood. We have lots of great ones like Escaloft from Biogenesis, developed by Dr. Wood, a top naturopathic doctor in America. Do these first. Don't go and reach for the crazy drugs. These drugs are dangerous. They should be treated. If they had a skull and crossbone in every bottle of pills, I'm sure that Dr. Breeding would agree, people would use a lot more skill. They'd say, oh my gosh, this is a poison. But people don't. And then they have polypharmacy, probably in the least that can tolerate it, children and in seniors. And the rest of us are getting very ill if we take all these poisons because we can't detoxify them. Dr. Breeding, your comments on what's going on in terms of the latest on the psychiatric issues in Texas and around the country.
Yeah, you bet. First of all, just appreciate what you're saying is in terms of, you know, your ongoing work to empower people to be informed and start learning how to take care of themselves and at the same time as instilling a very healthy distrust of current practices and the authorized professionals who convey them. That's a very wise course.
Yeah, very wise
but
course.
What's going on right now is just relentless, you know. We talked about Perry, Governor, Texas, putting the latest edict from God that all young girls... you know, are going to be better off by injecting basically a cancer, part of a cancer gene into their body as an alleged virus for cervical, as an alleged immunization for cervical cancer, you know, even though all kinds of people who look at that sensibly, including medical people who would normally support that kind of endeavor are saying that this is very untested and unproven, and then the overall trend, which is just more and more and more of the vaccines, you know, and that's a huge factor that you talk about a lot.
Right.
But the other thing is it's just relentless, you know, and it's a basic problem of civilization, you know, that's driven by, in its current form, and by the corporation dynamic, but it's always this idea of maximum profit and minimum liability. Maximum exploitation, maximum conquest, maximum extraction of resources from people or the land base without any consideration, and no dynamic at all of giving back in terms of a sustainable or reciprocal kind of dynamic, which is what we need to continue to live. And so it's never enough. It's never enough to take wood that you need for a fire. You're going to clear cut the forest. You know, it's never enough to have a drug or medication that might help in a specific situation, but you want to create a product market where you get literally millions upon millions of children on drugs for diseases that never existed in the first place, and where, as you said, you create the damage once you start taking the drug. And they, and now more and more it is coming down from these, what do you want to call it, presidential directives. You know, that's happening federally, and here in Texas this is governmental executive order. You know, but basically, it's just saying this is the way it's going to be. And the drug thing and the pharmaceutical dynamic is very much driven nowadays, in psychiatry anyway, from the president's so-called New Freedom Commission, you know, which is basically an appointed group of people with pharmaceutical ties that then create doctrine that supports those interests. And then flows from that the prescriptions in the form, and it started here in Texas. A lot of things start here in Texas. This was the Texas Medication Algorithm Project called TMAP. The different drug companies pay the state to get involved in the planning of this, and then the formularies are created, and they get their main product points. For Eli Lilly, it's Zyprexa. For AstraZeneca, it's Risperdal. For Novartis, it's Ritalin, but whatever it is, they get these profit points in there that are all stimulant or amphetamine or toxic heavy-duty brain disablers, and they get in there, and then they're mandated to be used in the Medicaid system or in the mental health system or whatever,
And if they don't,
you've got hundreds of millions of dollars of profit per year per state.
Right, and what happens, too, is they mandate it that the psychologists are supposed to mandatorily refer to the specific selected doctors to make sure the children are medicated on all this junk. Then the children display more bizarre behaviors because they're on the junk. They don't deal with their nutrition or their whole psychological environment or their support system so the child is functioning properly. They're still eating garbage, snacks, etc. And they wonder why the child's behavior deteriorates while their brain, literally their brain cells, are being fried. To me, it's a form of insanity. It's like the people doing this system truly are insane. And I guess the definition is that if you keep doing the same thing that you did yesterday, you're going to have what you have today. It's like a bug hitting the glass. Why do they keep doing it? It's because that's what bugs do. They don't realize there's a glass window pane there, so they keep on hitting the glass. And that's what's so insane about it.
They're insane in the sense that they're disconnected with the reality of our connection to each other and to life.
Exactly.
And there's certain people who happen to get in positions of power and authority, and then the rest of the people are made insane by believing that reading the newspaper is where you get news, or watching TV is where you get news, and just disconnected, you know, and so that then you trust these people who are so far from trustworthy, you know.
Yeah. And of course, the whole process of licensure, what they've done, and I'm dealing with this more every week. We're going to have a special on this week and many other weeks coming with our constitutional expert Frank, and we're going to have Phil Seiko on the biblical principles of putting on the full armor and how your constitutional rights flow from what you are as a sovereign. And people need to understand this, that you, that we the people formed the nation of America. We the people in every nation formed those countries. The countries are not, and the governments are not formed so that we're considered a human herd. But we're being treated like a herd. In fact, their plan is to first give us a national ID that can be trackable. Eventually, the chip will be in us, and then eventually a brain interface chip. And if people say, oh, this can't happen, they wouldn't do this. Let me tell you, they have been doing research in this for decades, since back in Tavistock in the late 40s and early 50s in Britain, and in the John Hopkins in Baltimore, UCLA, the Menninger Institute in Topeka, Kansas, many other places around the world, the Montreal Neurological Institute. All of these things have been happening because step by step by step, there's an attack on consciousness, there's an attack on personal sovereignty, and there's an attack on the individuality of us made in the image of our Creator, and the fact that we, the people, have to be served by the government, not the other way around. What's happening is they are trying to then say, you're no longer a citizen, you're just a member of the herd. And if we have to call the herd in order to save the planet, like the latest fool that got nominated for a Nobel Prize, Al Gore, on an inconvenient truth, which is actually a very convenient lie, because they've hijacked the environmental issue. The same with the psychiatric. Rather than deal with the issue of why do we have kids who are not functioning in school, maybe that school can't teach these kinds of kids that are being exposed to multimedia. Because television and video games are multimedia.
Yeah, I really agree with what you're saying. You know, my view is that, you know, there is an aspect of which, I mean, clear aspect in my view, where civilization is systematically disrespected and made great headway in destroying our land base that we depend on for living, you know, and you know it's like, you know, talk about herds, you know, I mean, why you can think of herds of bison, or you can think of herds of passenger pigeons, or herds of salmon, or herds of all these different life forms, you know, that have been devastated, you know, from this mentality, you know, that is disconnected and insane because it's not relating to people and to place from the point of view of what is sustainable, what does this place have to offer without killing it, you know? Like with people, you know, what does this person have to offer, you know, and how can I support that life without killing it?
Exactly,
it's crazy.
The same psychology that's going on with the environmental issues as with just the individual child that's in child protection, is that we need to change our technology, not say, oh well, we've got to get rid of 6.5 billion people, or we've got to medicate all these kids, or we've got to give them electroshock, or the class can't function. What the real issue is, how connected is this child to their relatives and support network? How is a child's nutrition? Is a child's biochemistry off balance, like we talked in hour one with Dr. Teft? No, we don't deal with those issues. We want the quick fix. We want to load this kid up with pills, have him go down to the school nurse to make sure they get their meds in the middle of the day, so that child is totally medicated from day one to day two, and eventually their children become part of the underclass, the underbelly of society that's the psychologically and genetically impaired, that they're going to start having seizures and tics and all kinds of other things happen from the damn medications.
That's right.
All of this caused because we want to have a convenient matrix rather than dealing with problems the same way as we're killing the earth. I don't agree with all the pollution, but the pollution which is making our cities unlivable is not the issue causing global warming. Global warming is solar and other issues, and they're amplifying the problem by their interventions like chemtrail spraying. The same thing goes with psychiatric issues. What are they doing? They're taking a brain and putting electricity across it, electroshock? How ghoulish. The same way as these medications.
Well, the dynamic.
It's obscene.
Yeah, it's very important that, you know, people, even what I've experienced is even people, a lot of people who really understand about some of the political machinations and this and that, you know, they still, and probably this is less true of your listeners by the fact of their being your listeners and the fact that you drill this all the time, but people fall sway still to the idea, even if they say, okay, I distrust politicians, but I trust doctors, you know, or I get afraid when I, you know, am shaky, or my child, or I'm still susceptible to the pressure of people who, you know, judge my child, or I'm still afraid when my child is apparently having a hard time in school, or people are having a hard time with that child, and so, you know, they lose perspective that, well, you know, maybe there's, you know, maybe there is something massively wrong with that school system, and maybe it's hard in your life because of economic pressures to take your child out of that school system, but don't lose the perspective, you know, this is not the place that's designed to really meet your child's needs well, and if your child is having a hard time, maybe there's something going on with your child, maybe it is a nutritional dynamic, or maybe it is an emotional dynamic, but,
exactly.
But not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very likely
or
that your child is the one of the millions of canaries in the coal mine, you know?
Exactly. In other words, what's happening, and that's why the rates of autism, why the rates of criminal behavior, the rates of drug abuse. I mean, I think the rates of abuse of drugs is literally the attempt by a rational mind to medicate themselves back to some state of stability and normal stimulation. I don't think that when we see the drug abuse, and we've seen this in rats. You can make rats, for example, vitamin B1 deficient, and what will happen is they can become alcoholic rats where you have to medicate them to calm their brain down. So the vitamin B1 deficiency creates a state where it makes them susceptible to become alcoholic rats. Well, I think the same thing goes with a lot of drugs. And people start with one drug, whether it's illegal like marijuana, before you know it, they've caught changes in their brain chemistry so they can't stop it. These are addicting. The same way as alcohol. If you drink long enough, you will become an alcoholic because your brain will become dependent on that. So
that's
if you have
true.
A small,
however deeply spiritual we are, we still have this physiological body, and it has certain basic requirements. And
right.
You know those better than most, Bill. And that's common sense, you know. And that's what we're talking about is, like, you know, just how easy it is to get disconnected from common sense when you're thrown terror alerts and fear and fear and terror and fear and terror and more fear and terror and you're told that you're wrong because you're sensitive to that or you're not happy. What's wrong with you? This is a happy world. We had the Super Bowl yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And my team won.
Your team won, you know, so your life is good.
Life is good, man. It'll be good for weeks after that win.
But what about the people who go to the Super Bowl party and they're still not happy, you know? Or what if you don't enjoy a Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You know?
That's the whole thing is that we have a system where if you're up or down, it's considered pathological when that's the normal state of being a human.
I've been filming a documentary this week or involved in the filming of it, which has been really nice. It's called The Trouble with Normal. And it's exactly what it's about. You know, we're profiling a couple of cases of people who got smashed because somebody judged them as abnormal, which is what I was ranting about at the beginning of the show. But the deeper thing is just what we're talking about, you know, that normal in the context of this civilization is insane.
Yeah.
You know, and normal is basically, you know, just what's put on more and more and more to constrain you into a conformity, you know, to where oh, you should enjoy that you have a job at McDonald's, you know, at least you're making a living, you know, and you should enjoy, you know, between McDonald's and your football games and your comedies on television, you know, what's wrong with you if you're depressed, you know? Maybe it's called, you know, that your soul is saying that this is not a fulfilling and meaningful life and it's killing me, you know?
Right.
The trouble with normal is that, you know, it means you're adjusting. You know, it's like one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King Jr., you know, the salvation of the world lies with the creatively maladjusted. You know, I think you qualify in that category, Bill.
Well, yeah, I think I had a deletion of the genes that said, you know, you are going to bend down to the king. I said, no, the king is no higher than me.
Yeah.
He has no right to tell me to bow down, and I won't. And the thing is, if I see someone violating the least, as Jesus said, you know, violating the least of my brethren, he does it unto me. I'm thinking, okay, whether it's the unborn or the child that's on child protection services is being vaccinated in America with psychotronic vaccines,
yeah,
or being medicated to the eyeballs, or they take these CPS kids and they want to test LD50, lethal dose 50s, for AIDS drugs. So what they do is they medicate them high enough they can kill half the kids. And when they kill half the kids, they say, geez, we got the dosage figured out, pounds per kilogram. This is the dosage that'll kill you if you're treating AIDS. That's how they found it out, believe it or not, people. That's how they found it out. My colleagues, my Dr. Mengele, the white-coated doctors, again, don't trust the white coat people. What you have to do is search out their heart. Do they really have a care for people? Yes, they may be trained as a medical doctor or naturopath, whatever. You'll find that you better test them out because our profession has sunk very, very low. Very low. And it can pick itself back up. There's great things in medicine. I'm trained as a physician and surgeon. I recommend conventional things all the time. But we have to start discerning, and we have to have whistleblowers that know that their constitutional rights will be protected against state boards that are malicious, drug companies, and these regulators like the Federal Drug Administration, the fatal drugs allowed. This is absolutely ridiculous, and it should not be allowed in our society or anything in the Western world. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Breeding.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Our special guest is Dr. Breeding. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have Rob Schaefer on talking about Electrodyne, an amazing transformational nutraceuticals to help not only transform the mind, the body, and the spirit, which is what we're talking about today, people. We're talking about connectedness to our neighbor, our world, and our environment. And fighting pollution, by the way, doesn't make the linkage like these evil ones do, like Al Gore and President Bush and the others that try to pass off the idea of linkage of the human population to the pollution. The real issue is technologies. Technologies controlled by the same people that have the dialectic, the drug companies that are forcing it down our throats, the medical systems, the licensing authorities, etc., that are all have an agenda of control, an agenda of crushing, an agenda of absolute hegemony, and that is what we're fighting against. And then hour two tomorrow, we have Gary Franchi, who, of course, is a host on our program, LoneLantern.org. On Wednesday, Grown by Nature, Dr. Llewellyn from the UK, and an hour or two, Dr. Russell Blaylock, top neurosurgeon, nutraceutical scientist on neurobehavior. We're going to talk more about these issues, free radicals and the effects on brain chemistry. And then our experts on constitutional law on Thursday, a two-hour special with Phil Seiko. And Friday, Generation Plus, Pat Buell on the most powerful enzymatic nutraceuticals and subtle energies with Dr. Kron, physicist from Russia. Kevin Harden and Moritz Mayer on Nutrimmune, the brand new nutraceutical, the most powerful, comprehensive immune modulating formula, Nutrimmune. And of course, you can place your orders or request for a consultation, Nutraceutical Educational Wellness, at 888-212-8871. And do order the Connecting the Dots. We now have the new remastered DVD available. You can make your pre-order right now. It's an amazing transformational DVD that'll give you your information to share with your friends. Even if they don't believe it all, it'll set a seed deep in the recess of their dried brain tissue. So when reality strikes them, they'll start to realize they are the masters of their future. Don't leave it up to the governors of states of Texas or heads of your governments in other countries. You need to take control of your future, become informed, and realize you can't disconnect it from your fellow neighbors or your city or your country or your world. You have to stay connected, and that really is the foundation of sanity, isn't it, Dr. Breeding?
It is indeed. Connectedness is the foundation of sanity. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And you're closing... me just mention real quick.
Yeah, get some more comments about, of course, we have a number of great books that you have that we have linked on NutraMedical they can purchase to get these materials so they can really understand the issues. Continue, please.
Cool. That's great. Yeah, do that for my books. And let me mention my websites to anybody who's drawn to these issues. The one is wildestcolts.com. That's like the wildest colts make the best horses, wildestcolts.com. That's my website that has a lot of this stuff laid out. And then the other is for our electroshock initiative, and it's just called endofshock.com.
Which is literally is a, in a play on words, a shocking story of the incredible ghoulishness of this so-called therapy. And this is the problem, is the reason why the scrutiny of good things that could help, like the Hoxie therapies that were all based on natural nutraceuticals, were suppressed by the AMA, but yet at the same time the AMA puts ghoulish surgical and other therapies and adopts them as their most precious things that they want to continue. It's just an obscene situation where it's not held up to...
It's obscene, and it's a perfect metaphor for shock and awe. You know, it's basically creating fear and terror in people and taking a high-tech mechanical assault and calling it medicine. Electroshock is bad for your brain.
Cooks those little brain cells. Fantastic program.
Thanks,
Dr.
Bill.
Breeding. We'll have you back again soon to remind people to fight for the least, as Jesus said, the least of your brothers. If you've done it to them, you have done it to me. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing set of shows. Do support RBN. Do support the NutraMedical Report. Buy our nutraceuticals. Consult. Keep us on the air. Expand our program to satellite radio, XM, and Sirius. We need to get the word out to the people of America and around the world. And we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Take care, everyone. Stand up and speak out now, or you will be silenced for good.